wish I could be black and white, but it's a little gray on the mic tonight. I'm taking flight here if that's alright, but I'm not making it like a beacon. I'm just taking it, taking this new air tonight. Killing the ceiling and feeling chill with it, don't turn it down.
Ladies and gentlemen, fillies and gentlecults, it is Friday night once again. Welcome to Music is Timeless. And with that, or at least as of last Saturday, the mini hiatus is officially over. Finally. It seemed like it's been so long, even though it's only been, like, what, a few months or something? But yeah, how'd you guys enjoy the episode last week? And I didn't really see it, so I'm especially not going to discuss it. I wouldn't really discuss it too much anyways, because I understand that there are some people that probably haven't seen it yet, despite it being, you know, a week out. Some people don't have the... don't get that channel, don't have the internet connection, you know, whatever reason. They just don't get it. Not to me like that. But yeah, so I've heard it's really good. I have seen the last half of it, but I have yet to go rewatch it. So yeah. Also looking forward to the new episode starting tomorrow. I hear it's going to be another similar one to last week, but similar theme, which I'm not going to go into because I don't want to give away spoilers, because different people consider different things to be spoilers, so I'm not going to do that. On a little more serious note, one thing that I discovered today on Equestria Daily was, how do I put it? So if you guys haven't been on the pony news sites recently, I'm on Equestria Daily a lot. And I saw this one article that was particularly touching to me about a little 10-year-old girl who sent a letter to Hasbro. She sent it in, as you know, I'm sure a few of us have probably sent in letters to Hasbro with their appreciation of the show, and she got the same response as anyone else would have, or sorry, we can't take it. For liability issues, because, you know, legal reasons. And they didn't really cushion that blow at all. They essentially told her, yeah, sorry, we destroyed your letter. We didn't read it all. What was really touching was in that letter was a... what was in it was a drawing that she drew of Rainbow Dash. And that was like an original one-of-a-kind drawing that, you know, no copy or anything. And they didn't even send it back to her. They said, yeah, sorry, we... totally destroyed it. But what was really cool about this, and again, you can read this on Equestria Daily, get the full story, Lauren Faust, the creator of My Little Pony, sent out an open letter to that little girl saying, let's see what, I've got it right here. My heart goes out to you. I know exactly how you feel. And she goes on to describe how that same kind of story happened to her. And it was... I was touched by it. I think that just shows how awesome Lauren Faust is, and to encourage that kind of creativity and to put forward that message of don't ever give up. I wanted to point that out because I felt it really touching. Okay, so, oh, I never introduced myself. My bad. Hello, everyone. This is Music is Timeless. I'm your host, Bolt the Super Pony, and welcome to the show. I know I'm clipping a little bit here, so I'm trying to adjust that. There we go. That's a little bit better. So anyways, yeah, welcome to the show. For the first song tonight, I'd like to share with you guys. It's a classic, but it's been redone. In fact, actually, it was just released today, and I would not quite hasten to say this is probably the... I don't want to say it and be wrong, but I'm going to go out and say it anyways. This is probably the premiere on of this song on Ponyville FM, just because it was released so recently, and I like just bought it. And I'm so thrilled to share it, because these two, Linich and Kira, I think is how you pronounce the name, they're two Russian singers, and just their accent, they do both English and Russian covers of songs, and their accent is really fun to listen to. And and especially the Russian covers. It's really, really cool to listen to. Here is Beyond Their Garden. Beyond Her Garden. My bad. Pardon me.
You try your best, but it's not quite there. You kick a hoof and say it's just not fair. A simple man living simple dreams. A rumor that not quite as it seems. Start, time to fool us. Keep your friends close, they will drive you to the cosmos that describes you. Care talk, go beyond us. You're a late start, time to fool us. Keep your friends close, they will drive you to the cosmos that describes you.
I never actually saw that little mix they threw in there coming. That was pretty good. So yeah, Lineage and Kira, that was their brand new one just released today. And yeah, sorry if I'm just like kind of not the best conversationalist, but yeah, I try. Anyways, up next I have, how do I pronounce this guy's name? Fuzogs? I can never pronounce that guy's name. Fuzogs.
We'll be right back.
I'm starting to think I should probably start scripting my shows. I don't seem to do too well freelance. This is all live, by the way, and I'm just totally, like, for the most part, making stuff. I have a few, like, cue cards I make for myself, but for the most part, this is just, like, on-the-spot kind of thing. As I think of it, I say it. Also, I forgot to mention earlier, if you want to follow me on Twitter, my hashtag is at... my handle is at SherlockBoy123. You can keep up with the station at Ponyville FM. Here is my next song for the night. And okay, I like to once in a while, let me explain this first. Once in a while, I like to throw in a few songs that are not pony related, but are still really good, and I think they deserve the airtime. Here is Bohemian Rhapsody meets metal.
I think we'll go with a little Bohemian Rhapsody, gentlemen.
Good call.
We'll be right back.
on second thought, I probably should have ended the show with that one. I love that song. If you have any requests you'd like to make, and if it's pony related, I can definitely get it on the air. Just go to the IRC. We are on, I want to double check this because I don't want to get it wrong, ponychat.net. Just do /join #ponyvillefm, and you can chat with me live as I'm on the air right now and leave your request in the IRC. You can also tweet your request to me at SherlockBoy123. Yeah, I know it's weird. I'm Bolt the Super Pony, but I've got SherlockBoy123. Long story, has to do with my geocaching account, and I haven't changed it since because it's pretty fun. This next artist I have is O Pony Boy, and he is like, I worked with a kind of a sort of collaboration with him. I believe he's based in France, and I went to BabsCon this year, and before I went, O Pony Boy did this thing called Princess. What was it called? Epic Princess Time is what he did. And he essentially taped two princesses to, like, the elevator doors, I guess you'd say. And so, like, when the doors shut, from the inside, you could see Princess Luna booping Celestia on the nose. And it's really cute. Like, little filly Princess Luna and Celestia. And so I asked him if I could take that and do it at BabsCon. And he said, he not only said, yeah, sure, he said, here are the designs. He scanned them in for me as soon as he got the chance. He showed me where to make the cuts and everything. And I was just like, wow, this is great. And so I was able to pull it off, and I got some great reactions. It was really, really fun. Here is his iconic song, Princess Luna's Wine. One other thing there was something I was going to mention and I totally forgot. Darn it. Here's my, for the next song, it was a, something I kind of found online. It kind of makes you cringe at the end, but it's worth listening to. It's really good. Well, I wouldn't say really good. It's pretty good. Tracking day with a syndicate of trap music. Yeah, we underground. Track on track of y'all come up and album. We immortal now. Yeah, we immortal now. How about you now? Tonight, we've got one night. Okay, I've heard some reports about cutting in and out, and hopefully this will fix it. I've had like 3 shows without cutting, so hopefully it won't start now, because that would be really, really, really bad. I'm going to start over with Princess Luna's Wine, which I think, in my personal opinion, is the best mashup of Basket Case and Cannon and D that I could possibly find. Thank you so much to KC223 for pointing it out. Looks like we're good to go. Awesome. All right, let's start this thing over. That is a huge relief. Here we go.
Do 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 do
And now to the second song I was going to play. It's a little bit cringeworthy at the end, but it's definitely worth a listen. Here's MC Chris, Secret Song 5, Discord.
Sarah Cobb.